The UK is dealing with another unexpected election result, with Prime Minister Theresa May losing seats in Parliament after an election that she called. In France, newly elected French President Emmanuel Macron faces another hurdle if he wants to revolutionize the country, as he promised. Macron must win a majority in the French Parliament in legislative elections this month. As of today, his brand new party has no seats at all. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Polls show Macron's brand new party is headed for a landslide. Only on rare occasions have French voters not given a legislative majority to the president they've just elected.
Of course, I'm nervous because I'm very conscious of the responsibility that is given to me, that will be given to me if we win. But then I'm also very hopeful and very excited. And the victory of Emmanuel Macron was something that really lifted us all.
I forgot a lot in my English.
Citizen candidates are on the hustings all across France. Republic on the Move has to win 289 out of 577 seats in the National Assembly to hold a majority. Half the new candidates put forth by the party are women. 50% are regular citizens with no political experience. Vendors hawk their wares at an outdoor street market on the other side of Paris. Stan Guarini is shaking hands with shoppers. The entrepreneur who founded a solar panel company is now running for a seat on Macron's ticket.
So I feel like a citizen going for a congress or parliament. And this is very important because we want to keep the spirit of a citizen movement. We want to change the country.
Many of the parliamentary races will be extremely tough as the newcomers go up against entrenched opponents from the political establishment. But polls show Macron's party is actually in the lead. Only on rare occasions have French voters not given a legislative majority to the president they've just elected. But this time, the president is starting from zero. English teacher Owen Chiver says he's unlikely to vote for Macron's candidate in his district, but he admits the new president has totally shaken up the system.
The divide between right and left has just exploded. It is no longer valid. And now we don't know where we're going. We don't know what's going to happen exactly. We're going to see.
The candidate in Paris's 19th arrondissement is Mounir Majoubi. Majoubi became a kind of star during the campaign when he led Macron's bare-bones digital team and foiled suspected Russian hackers. He's now been put in charge of a newly created digital affairs ministry. At 33, the son of Moroccan immigrants is the youngest member of Macron's cabinet.
When you grew up in a poor family in a rich town, first you feel very grateful to the country and to the city. I had the best schools, I had the best universities, I had everything, and I didn't pay for it because the state was there to help my family. And now I believe I can be useful to others as well.
Majoubi wants to help Macron build a dynamic economy that he says will allow strivers with dreams to succeed, but also protect those who need help. 60-year-old Jean-Pierre Numa has come out to one of Majoubi's campaign events. He says Majoubi and Macron represent the new face of France.
Il est jeune, comme de nombreux membres de l'équipe de Monsieur Macron.
They are young and from diverse backgrounds, he says. They symbolize this multicultural nation that is part of a globalized world. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.